Hi, I just wanted to say this before we get into the video, as I feel it's important for people to have a presence online, no matter how big or small, to speak out. Even if you don't communicate online, I encourage you to let your friends and family know and support Palestine in any way you can. Remember to do proper research about what's going on in Palestine at the moment. Try to avoid it and take down misinformation as much as you can. Boycott, don't buy from, or support the brands that are funding the genocide occurring in Palestine right now. You can look it up for more details on all of them, but start with the big three: Starbucks, McDonald's, and Disney. Starbucks has been suing people for showing support for Palestine, and backers in Disney, as well as America as a whole, has pledged billions to Israeli forces. Avoid The Last of Us as well, you can look into why. Another thing you can do is go to ceasefiretoday.com. Thanks for listening to that, and on to a rapid change of pace, let's get into the video.
We're so back! I'm like William Afton, you know, I always come back. Speaking of William Afton, I watched the FNAF movie. I've never been really a fan of like the games and stuff, but like me and Ivy wanted to go watch a movie, and like FNAF was the only one on, but like I'm so glad I watched it. It was so good. I loved it so much. Yeah, because I've only ever seen like the original game. Like I knew like enough of the lore that I could debrief Ivy when we went there, but yeah. Also, look at my bracelets. There's so many of them. Like Ben 10 with his little wristwatch, power watch thing. I forget what it's called. I've got 11. By the way, I mentioned the Stanley Parable last time. I know how to say its name now. I have actually checked out that game and it's really cool. Like, it's really cool. It's so funny. I really like it. I really like games with premises like that and just things that are like that. Oh, it's... Also, by the way, it was confirmed for the Amazing Digital Circus that office scene was based off the Stanley Parable.
Alright, now I'm going to read a little short story I wrote that I'm rather proud of because my friend said I should be cut because I sent it to her and she said it was very good, so I'm going to read it on here. It's only like 300 words, so it'll take me like 2 minutes, but yeah. It's quite sad, by the way. Erin, you whisper. The way you say my name is still the same, as if I'm a curious being. Something to be studied till you figure out every little thing that makes my brain tick. However, your voice is different, deeper, gruff and scratchy instead of the high, soft notes of a child's speech. It's strange, because I can still picture how your voice sounded back then. The two memories, the one made just now and the dusty, hazy one from years ago, clash horridly. I can remember your old voice saying two things. My name, as aforementioned, and rather clearly, I love you. Otherwise, the youthful you is lost to time, new memories overtaking fragments of recollected time spent giggling and playing together. The two versions of you don't match up. The gap in my chest is not filled. I still miss you, although you're standing right in front of me. There's no honeyed amber gaze, childish and wide, meeting mine. Only a cold stare, face limp. You've grown into your features, with a longer nose and narrower face. Teeth now perfectly straight and bleached white instead of yellow and horridly crooked. If only your smile was still as true. There's stubble on your chin, and your neck has lengthened to show off a prominent Adam's apple. Your brown hair is longer, and your face now dotted with sun-kissed freckles, dirt, and scars. Your hollow eyes flitter over mine, no longer bothering to study, fleeting, as if I'm beneath you. Maybe the weight behind my name is as false as that stupid smile. It's still you, but forever irreversibly changed. Changed by the same tide that ripped us apart, leaving us to swirl in our own individual downfalls. I wonder what you're thinking. I always used to know, by the cock of your head, the fidgeting of your hands, the wonder plastered on your face. Now there's nothing. You stand at attention, back straight and expression blank. Just like the soldier you were made to be. Yeah, basically, if you don't get it, last line is literal. He is a soldier. Erin, the POV character, is the sister of the soldier. Yeah, he went away to war for years and then came back all sad, trauma boy, expressionless, no emotion soldier.
This is my sketchbook, by the way. I've been working on Jax from the Amazing Digital Circus designs. Well, I was last week. Just kind of messing around. That was my first one. And then these were like references used from other people's Jax art. And then that thing I thought was, yeah, like the censorship thing in the Amazing Digital Circus. And then this one is my final design for Jax.
This one's from my science book. Oh yeah, these are my own style of drawings.
Mini kind of sketchbook tour. I don't really like this sketchbook. I normally just draw my books like on the really thin lined paper, because it's the lined paper's good for like proportions and stuff, because I like doing little, because I just mainly draw like heads. I don't really, as you can see, like I don't really do I can't do full body yet, so it's good the lines on my book papers are good for that. And also it's very smudgy, and just the pencils are a little dark on the paper. This is when I started a new style. This one. I quite like that drawing and the old style. That was like the best one out of that style. These are all my math book now, because this one's the most boring, so I have the most drawings in it. This stuff that I like occasionally do. Yeah, well, I like that one that I used to do in math. And also I like this one. Sorry, I don't know why the focus is really bad on this. This was my old art journal, but I stopped using it just because it was like an upcycled notebook. So this one was better quality. Like if you'll just see, it's just... Also, it just has like all of these are really bad. Oh! I quite like these ones though. This was my general saw. I don't think I've shown that yet. I do like this thing. And that's all I did in here. That was like a weird combination of the styles. I did more Jack's drawings, but they're kind of bad. For some reason I'm like really good at drawing just his, like overalls, but not his, face. This one just has really big eyes for some reason.
I literally like had to get new books though, because of just like the amount of drawings I just did in them and how absolutely wrecked they were. Like the covers were just ripped and everything was just falling apart, and I just kept filling up the pages with drawings, which is annoying now because I can't go back on my book when I like revise. So